Welcome to the 21st Century K podcast. I'm Hannah. I teach elementary school and I help other teachers bridge the gap between their traditional elementary career and all the career opportunities the 21st century has to offer teachers like you. Last week, we started a series of episodes all about social media and your online business, and we talked about how to get started. This week, we're going to talk about how to actually tackle the monumental task of posting content to social media. Thanks for joining. Starting social media for your business can be incredibly overwhelming. If you're not already familiar with social media platforms and you haven't used them before, the idea of keeping up with and posting content can seem like a lot. And trust me, on some level, it is. It's tough to keep up with new content. It's tough to post all the time and stay consistent, but it's not as hard when you plan ahead and you use a technique called batch working. So that is our topic for today. Ironically, this podcast episode is being recorded and posted 3 days late by my own schedule, and I have completely disregarded all of the tips and tricks I'm about to share with you today. So from personal experience, do as I say, not as I always do. This week's motivation is something I should have listened to a few weeks ago in my planning and preparing. Author Stephen Covey is known for his effective leadership habits, and he says the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities. And that just means think of what's most important ahead of time and then make time for it. And that's great for everything in life, not just your online business. So when it comes to posting on social media, it can take a lot of time if you're not careful. It can really consume you, the scrolling, the searching, the comparing, the creating, the thinking. And the one thing that I've found that helps me combat that overwhelm is to plan ahead, to prioritize my tasks, to plan what I intend to post, to do the thinking ahead of time, and in many cases, do the creating ahead of time. And that's where I use a productivity strategy called batch working. According to Google, task batching is a productivity strategy that involves grouping similar tasks together to complete all at once at the same time. This technique helps you avoid multitasking and increases the amount of time you have to focus on tasks. If you haven't explored the world of podcasting, there are tons of amazing business leaders who have created podcasts that you can listen to and learn from all the time. I mean, amazing. One of the top podcasters is Jenna Kutcher. She has a podcast called the Gold Digger Podcast for starting up a business, and she gives tons of amazing tips and strategies and offers resources. So if you haven't checked her out, go do that after you finish this podcast. I'm going to borrow a little bit of Jenna's episode on batch working with this quote. The average time spent on a task before losing focus is only 1 minute 15 seconds. And here's the thing, we're not really multitasking, we're just switching our mind back and forth rapidly from one task to another, aka not giving either task our full attention. Multitaskers reduce their productivity by 40% across the board. When multitasking, it takes 50% longer to accomplish a certain task, not to mention it increases errors by 50%. And this one? Heavy multitasking can temporarily even lower your IQ up to 15 points. Multitasking is not the productivity answer to your problems. Because when we multitask, we don't spend long enough on each task. And it seems like we're layering up our brain power and that we can do more than one thing at a time. But actually, that's not how our brains are wired. And we're not really doing more than one thing at a time. We're just going back and forth between multiple things, which is why we make mistakes and why we have to go back and why we have to stop and rethink because we forget what we're working on. We're really not hardwired for multitasking. We really are more productive and more efficient and more accurate when we focus on one task at a time. So when you think about all the tasks that go along with your business, multitasking seems like a good idea until you really get down to the nitty-gritty. Batch working means that instead of doing a little of this, a little of that, a little of this, a little of that, you're going to do all of this and then all of that. And so it will improve the work product or the quality of work that you have. So instead of repeating the same tasks over and over and over, you can group them together to where you only have to do them once in a while. So let's use the example of social media since that's our topic right now. Social media requires consistency, posting every single day. And while you can carve out time in your schedule every day to post, you're going to constantly have that feeling of being behind, like me this morning posting my podcast 3 days late. It is not a productive, successful feeling to know that you're behind your own schedule. So when you are creating day of, it is more stressful, more overwhelming, and can actually end up taking you longer to focus and complete a task than if you were to work ahead of time. So when I typically create content, I choose a longer block of time. So maybe instead of my early morning 1 hour, I'll get up early on a weekend and take an early morning 2 to 3 hours and go ahead and create all my social content for the month. I will use the same formats and the same slides and create all of my static images for all of my accounts in 1 day. Then I will go ahead and plan what I want my reels to be. And those I kind of am creating more on the fly right now because I'm learning how to do that part of my social media portion of my business. But I'll go ahead and plan the content. And when you've already done the thinking part and when you've already done the creating part, the posting part takes no time at all. Because you already have everything prepared. You don't have to think about what it's going to be or how you're going to word it. It's done. You could go so far as to create your post and your captions and then have them ready either to upload individually day of or schedule using your social media apps or a scheduling tool. We'll talk more about scheduling next week. For now, let's go over the 4 steps to batch working your social media tasks. Number 1, prioritize the big tasks. So one big task would be creating a social media account and content for that account. 2 is to list and group the small, similar parts. So to post one time on social media, you have to think of the content, create the image or the video, create the caption, and then decide a time to post. If you do that every single day, you'll be doing each one of those small tasks every single time. When you batch work, you do all of step 1 at once. So all of the thinking and all of the planning for the content of the social media. Then you would do all of the imaging or all of the videos for your content. Then you would create all of the captions and all of the type that goes with it. And lastly, you would schedule or post. So if you do steps 1, 2, and 3 for, say, the span of a week or a month, step 4 becomes a very, very small part of each of your days. And then that leaves more time to focus on other bigger tasks that you need to do for your business. You can do this with anything. You can prioritize and schedule out blog posts or email newsletters to your followers, or even resource creation, course creation, or any other product creation that you are working on. Batchworking has truly been a game changer for me. Instead of repeating the same thing week after week, we only have to do things once a month. And so we don't feel like we're in a state of scrambling and behind. We can be in a state of focus when it comes to working on the big important parts of our business, like resource or product creation, which is really where you want to spend your time and energy. It's really the part that's going to convert to sales. So if I haven't sold you on batchworking yet, be sure to check out Jenna Kutcher's Gold Digging Podcast. Try to test it out. It really makes a difference in your business. And then you won't be like me, up early on a random morning recording a podcast that you should have totally done a week ago. I hope this helps. I hope you can learn from my non-example and that you are super productive this week. Thanks for listening. If you're ready to make your own personal business plan, then I am here for you. I've created a free resource that includes over 10 different Google Slides that you can use to start planning your business today. All you need is to download this free resource, click the link to make yourself a copy, and get started planning your dreams. These slides include everything you need to create a digital vision board for your business, plan yearly, quarterly, and monthly goals, and track them, identify your niche and your target audience, and get started creating and planning your social content so that you can build that know, like, and trust factor and put yourself and your expertise out there for others to find. I would love for you to download this resource, use it, and then report back to me. Follow me at HannahStark21st on Instagram and send me a message sharing how your business plans are coming to life. I'd love to answer any questions and help you along the way. If you are absolutely completely stuck and you want to chat one-on-one, in person, online, or locally if you know me, then you can sign up for a one-on-one coaching call following the link in the show description as well. I am so excited to join you on this journey beyond your traditional teaching career and out into the world of business opportunities that the 21st century has to offer teachers like you.